The letter from U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara demands that Republican County Executive Rob Astorino submit so-called source of income legislation to the County Board of Legislators by Thursday, April 25th, and that he sign whatever legislation is handed back to him. If this does not occur, Bharara says the county could be fined and Astorino potentially held in contempt. The demand comes as part of a 2009 fair and affordable housing settlement reached under then-Democratic County Executive Andrew Spano with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
The actions of the U.S. attorney certainly are very heavy-handed, and it does not show unwillingness to want to work together to resolve this problem.
That's Michael Smith, a Republican legislator who represents all or part of the towns of Greenberg, Mount Pleasant, and North Castle, and the villages of Briarcliff Manor and Pleasantville.
It's interesting in the manner in which, you look at all the teams of lawyers that worked in framing the initial source of income, the source of income language within the agreement. And it didn't say the county executive had to sign it, because in essence that would be illegal, and that you could take that all the way to the Supreme Court. And there's not, the Supreme Court would never say that an elected official, can be mandated by a governmental agency to sign a particular bill. So the language that was in there is promote.
And Bharara's letter says the county executive has not met his obligation to promote under the settlement agreement. Peter Harcum is the Democratic majority leader on the Board of Legislators. His district includes Somers, Bedford, Mount Kisco, North Salem, Lewisboro, and Pound Ridge.
He's been found by the Second Circuit to be in violation of the settlement in terms of source of income and in terms of the analysis of impediments, which is central to the entire settlement.
The U.S. Second Court of Appeals earlier this month upheld a lower court ruling that Astorino was in violation of failing to promote source of income legislation. Astorino has previously said his objection to the legislation is turning the Section 8 voluntary program concerning vouchers to supplement the rent of low-income residents into a mandatory program. A spokesman for Astorino says it is the county's position that it is in compliance with the settlement. Wednesday afternoon, the county executive, per the U.S. attorney's demand, sent a letter to the Board of Legislators along with a local law on source of income, saying he will sign the proposed legislation if it is adopted by the Board of Legislators. Legislators have confirmed receipt. The proposal reflects the same language in legislation adopted by the board in 2010. Astorino also sent a resolution for a public hearing and recommended that the board adopt the local law. Meanwhile, the county is well ahead of schedule in building the required number of affordable housing units per the settlement. On this, the county executive as well as Republican and Democratic legislators agree. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.